Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for God's Greatness by Gwen Smith. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. And all of us are the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:8. We don't have to look far to be amazed by the handiwork of our Creator. David was in constant wonder of him as he looked at the sky. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? Psalm 8:1-2 and 4. And when a wounded and weary man named Job spoke to God of his frustration and challenged the Almighty on the painful things he had allowed him to endure, God responded out of a mighty storm. Job 38:1. Through divine questions, God made it clear that we, the created, will not understand the nature of his workings, and confirmed that by him all life and nature is brought into existence and sustained. God's questions left Job with a proper perspective of the power and awesomeness of our Creator. Job eventually replied, "I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more." Job 40:4-5. "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Job 42:2-5. "I shake my head and bend my knees at this and fresh awareness that God is so much greater than I know. God's greatness is written in the stars. It's written in the foundations of the earth. It's written in the crashing waves. And by grace, it's written on my heart." Holy Lord, there is none like you, and your greatness is unsearchable. Thank you for writing your love on the fabric of humanity and on all that is created by your hands. Thank you for expressing your love to me in the intricate design details of my life. I stand in awe and bless your great name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.